Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang mga pinuno ng malalaking bansa at ekonomiya kabilang ang Australia, Russia, the United States, China at France ay nagkaisa sa ginanap na virtual G20 Summit. Nangunguna sa agenda ng dalawang araw na summit ang COVID-19 pandemic. Sinabi ng hari ng Saudi Arabia na si King Salman bin Abdulaziz na kailangang magtulungan ng mga bansa para masugpo ang virus.
The pandemic has demonstrated that international cooperation is the optimal way to overcome crises. We must focus on the most vulnerable segments. We must provide support for all countries of the world, for we will not be safe until everyone is safe.
Sa draft G20 communique, iginigiit ng mga world leaders na mahalaga ang pagtulong sa mga mahihirap na bansa na nahihirapan ding makarecover mula sa epekto ng pandemya. Ang krisis ay magpapalala umano sa sitwasyon sa pagitan ng mga bansa. Kaya magkakasamang nanumpa ang mga leader na mabigyan ang lahat ng sapat na coronavirus vaccine, gamot at mga test. Ayon kay Russian President Vladimir Putin na handa silang tumulong sa mga bansang nangangailangan.
Russia поддерживает проект ключевого решения.
Russia supports the key decision of this summit, the project directed at ensuring access to effective and safe COVID vaccines to all. Without a doubt, immunization drugs should be the property of all of humanity. The country of Russia is ready to provide countries in need with vaccines developed by our scientists.
Ito rin ang ipinangako ni British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We've seen some encouraging developments on vaccines in the past few weeks, which may offer a path out of the gloom. And the UK has committed to equitable global access for any vaccine, and I would like to see the G20 nations collectively step up and support that effort.
Dumalo si Prime Minister Scott Morrison mula sa kanyang lodge sa Canberra. Ipinarating niya ang pangangailangan ng mga bansa na maka-access sa vaccine at inihalin tulad ang pagtugon ng G20 sa nagdaang 2008 global financial crisis. Pero ayon kay French President Emmanuel Macron, hindi sila ang magdedesisyon kung sinong bansa ang dapat mauna sa pila.
We can reasonably expect that before the end of the year, a vaccine will be available. That is completely unprecedented. But another battle, a harder one, needs to be fought. Universal access to health technologies needed to fight COVID-19. Are we going to be ready, once the vaccine is on the market, to guarantee its universal access and to avoid at all cost a two-speed world where only the rich will be able to protect themselves against the virus and resume a normal life?
Para maresolba ang problema, sinabi ng European Union na kailangan mag-invest ng mga leaders ng G20 sa mga global projects na kaugnay ng vaccines, test at therapeutic access sa COVID-19 Tools Accelerator at COVAX. Nagbigay din ang Germany ng higit $811 million o €500 million. Pero ayon kay Chancellor Angela Merkel, mahalaga ring palakasin ang World Health Organization. Pinag-uusapan din ng mga world leaders ang kanilang pag-aalala sa mga mahihirap na bansang lumulobo ang utang at sumasailalim sa matinding pressure kaugnay ng krisis sa coronavirus. Sinabi ni Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, Mahalaga ito para maipanumbalik ang sigla ng ekonomiya sa buong mundo.
Substantial financial gaps still need to be addressed and they will require innovative financing tools and pathways and an active involvement of the private sector. We need targeted investments aimed at strengthening healthcare systems worldwide while supporting environmental and social resilience and avoiding further economic disruption.
At yan ang binuong ulat ni Sonia Lal at Rina Sarumpet para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.